Laredo, Councilor Marge from Ward 7. I chair the Land Use Committee. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Land Use Committee. I'm going to introduce my colleagues, staff, and then we're going to just go over our protocol for the evening and get started. To my far right is Councilor Jake Auchincloss, Councilor at Large from Ward 2. Next to him is Councilor Jim Cote, Councilor at Large from Ward 3. And next to him is Councilor Jeff Crosley, Councilor at Large from Ward 5. We are all members of the Land Use Committee. I know our president, Scott Lennon, probably will not be here this evening, and Councilor Jay Harney is out of town. He will not be here. I do expect Councilor Schwartz and Councilor Lipoff to join us. We also have Councilor Susan Albright, Councilor at Large from Ward 2, not a member of the committee, but a former member of the committee. We have Nadia Khan, our committee clerk, and Robert Waddick from the Legal Department, and Neil Cronin and Brian Heath, Neil Cronin and Brian Heath from the Planning Department. We are being audio taped. What we are going to do is we're going to proceed in order with the items on the agenda. I'm going to take the first item first, obviously, go through that. I suspect people are here for that, and if they are, then we'll make clear out a little bit. And then I'll discuss our protocol for the remainder of the items on the agenda. We have a lengthy agenda this evening. So the first two items for the record are 180-16 Prince 2, close friends, Mark Newtonville LLC, and 179-16 Mark Newtonville LLC. The former is a request to change a zone. The latter is a request for a special permit. I think at least all of us who are on the council and staff, and I suspect anyone who's here for that, these petitions is quite familiar with them. They are relating to the ore block. And I know that Attorney Bookbinder, who's the counsel for the petitioner, is prepared, and Mr. Corpus here, and they are going to be seeking to withdraw, I believe, without prejudice. My understanding is you intend to refile. Is that accurate or not?
It's a real possibility. I think with your Wayne various options, but that's certainly a very real possibility.
Right. Well, I'll get to that in a moment. I've been joined by Councilor Greg Schwartz, Councilor at Large from Ward 6 and Vice Chair of the Committee. Because there is a motion to withdraw before us, I am going to, at this time, close the public hearing. I am not going to take public comment on a motion to withdraw. I don't think, frankly, it's required, is my understanding, nor really appropriate. We do motions to withdraw, frankly, fairly routinely all the time. Of course, if the petitioner does file a new petition, that starts the process again. I'll talk in a moment about how I would envision that process working. I think people need to know that. But there'll be ample opportunity for public comment at that time. So I'm going to entertain first the motion to close the public hearing. Do I have a motion? Councilor Auchincloss has moved to close the public hearing. All in favor of closing the public hearing? Public hearing is closed. 5-0. You have a request to withdraw. Do you want to say a few words on that?
Well, just very briefly, and for those who were at the full council meeting last Monday night, as you know, we've worked very hard on this project. It's become very clear over the last few months that we just don't believe we're going to be able to get the votes necessary to approve this particular project. We have considered other alternatives, some of which we discussed at last Monday night's meeting. And I think our hope is we'd like to withdraw this and then, you know, very possibly come back and very possibly in a very short period of time.
Okay. Well, let me, just for the edification of the public and my colleagues, if there's a refiling, and that's a big if, that's not our decision or call, but if they do refile, I do not intend, and it's the same or virtually the same plan. That's also a fairly large caveat. If that's the case, I do not intend to have protracted hearings and redo much of the work that we've done already. What I would do at that time is entertain, obviously, whatever petition is before us, certainly leave ample opportunity for public comment, but I think we have already spent a considerable amount of time as a committee working on a draft board order, which I think would be work. I really would not want to repeat it. And I think what we can do is essentially take up where we left off and incorporate in some way by reference what we've done previously And then my hope would be to move that along fairly quickly, depending obviously on when it's refiled, but if at all possible, frankly, and we have a looking rather rested Councillor Jay Harney from Ward 4, who's back probably from a long overdue vacation. Welcome back. My intent would be to try to take it up in the spring months, so if possible it goes before the full council by the end of June. I don't think it's in the public's interest or the petitioner's interest to drag things out. And then there's votes up or down. So, colleagues, that's my intent. If anybody differs on process, if any member of the public thinks that process is somehow flawed, I'm very happy to entertain any written commentary about that. And again, it's all speculative because nothing has happened yet. So with that, I have a request to withdraw without prejudice. Do I have any motion? Yes,
Mr. Chairman, it should be clear that both the special permit and the request for change of zone.
Wonderful. Yes. So I think we can combine them in a single motion. Do I have a motion to withdraw without prejudice? To accept the withdrawal without prejudice vote by Councillor Auchincloss. Is there any discussion on that? Right. Seeing none, all in favor of allowing the request to withdraw without prejudice? 6 in favor, none opposed. They are officially withdrawn. And if you do refile, you'll let us know, obviously.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much. All right. Next on our full agenda, if folks want to clear out for a minute, please do so. Give some other folks a chance to sit. The first petition we have before us this evening is 37-17. It's a special permit to extend a non-conforming FAR in front setback at 8 Hazelwood Avenue. Joel and Margarita Robin, this is in Ward 3. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'll repeat it. Leave the door open, but you're not supposed to move on down the hall, please. There's a couple chairs over here. I want to make sure everyone gets to out. Sir, you're welcome to. Why don't I start over? The next item is 37-17. It's a special permit to extend a non-conforming FAR in front setback at 8 Hazelwood Avenue. Joel and Margarita Robin, forgive me if I mispronounce the name, in Ward 3. And let me just, is Sydney here for that? You're the Sydney? Okay. Let me we'll open it back up once they dissipate. Protocol is pretty straightforward. I'm going to ask the petitioner to please explain briefly what your project is. If it seems like what I call a routine project, in other words, if you've read the planning memo and they say, boy, this seems like it's a pretty simple project, there's not a lot there, by all means give us an overview, but frankly, shorter is better. Okay? If you give us a 2 or 3 or 4 minute overview of what you're trying to accomplish, I'm going to listen to the petitioner. We're then going to have a brief presentation from the planning department just to give us a quick kind of high-level overview of each project. I'll take any public comment that anybody wants to make, and then the committee will consider the merits of the petition. I do anticipate a fair number of these we're going to try to act on and vote this evening. If we do vote on them this evening, they will go to the full council. Our next meeting is Monday the 3rd of April. There's no need to attend that meeting. You're welcome to, but there's no opportunity to speak at that meeting. And typically, if projects are approved here unanimously or perhaps with one negative vote, they're usually approved by the full council in a fairly expeditious fashion. If they're approved by the full council, you have a statutory period, I think it's 20 days to wait, and then you can go forward. But Ms. Kahn will be always happy offline to give you any information you need. If you are here to speak for or against the petition, I'll recognize you and I ask that you state your name, where you reside, and really try to limit your remarks to 3 minutes or less or so, to give everyone the opportunity to go. So with that, Mr. and Ms. Robbins, if you want to just give us a quick overview.
So, I'm Josh Bishop, I'm a proper contacting.
Josh who?
Joshua Bishop.
Okay.
Proper contacting with something that's doing the consumption on the company. Basically, in a nutshell, what we're planning is to remove the existing house down to the foundation and build a two-story house. Right now, their current second floor is in the dormer area. So the full dormer backside would certainly leave a lot of room to remodel and add a more formal bedroom layout.
Mm-hmm.
So the goal is to add 4 bedrooms on the second floor with the 2 bathrooms to make it more consistent with modern form. So the style of the house, very similar to what's there now, which is adding that second floor. So the look is very similar. We're not coming any farther forward from where it is. We are extending the porch a little bit further to the side on the front and the back, just to have a little bit of porch space in the same plan. But we're certainly trying to stay in the same porch space other than that.
We've been joined by Councilor Rick Lipoff, Councilor Large from Ward 8, and then we're going to move. So, just, is there going to be attic space in the new?
There is, but it's not going to be anything that could be spent.
Okay.
It's both the storage.
Storage, okay. All right. Great. Mr. Cloney, do you want to give us a quick overview?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Jason stated, this is a special permit to extend the non-conforming FAR and extend the non-conforming front setback. When reviewing this request, the council should consider whether the proposed extension of the non-conforming front setback would be substantially more detrimental than the existing non-conforming front setback in the neighborhood. And the proposed extension of the non-conforming FAR would be substantially more detrimental than the existing non-conforming FAR in the neighborhood. This is a quick aerial. Hazelwood is a small one-way street. That's the street that is going left to right, and that is Parmenter on the right. To the bottom of this picture, further down, is the West End Commercial District. This is the site plan. As the commission stated, that this is a new house currently on the existing foundation. There is a shed in the back left corner of the lot that has to be relocated at the 75-year lot line. The front stairs were permitted in 2014, but the building permit was issued in error as the stairs are greater than what is required for stairs and setbacks for zoning, and the stairs are 6.75 feet from the front lot. These are the existing elevations. This is an altered main gable structure. And these are the proposed elevations. So, as the commission stated, they're extending that front porch approximately 19 feet eastward along the front of the property. And the sides of the structure have what we call the dormer window boxes to add some visual interest and create that. Look at the continual wall frame.
So the only changes are a somewhat modest increase in FAR and the issue of the front stairs. Is that accurate?
Correct. The front stairs would be legalized under this petition, and the front setback would stretch to be 6.75 feet. This was caught last year by staff. The initial review was that they're extending the front porch and the house is orientated on the lot a little differently. That extension of the porch would increase the front setback from 16.1 feet. What we found is actually the front stairs, that they're large enough to be considered an architectural feature similar to a deck, and therefore the front porch is set back.
Why don't you see if there's any public comment here first before we take it up with the committee? Is there any member of the public who wants to speak on this petition for or against? Seeing none, I'm going to entertain a motion to close the public hearing. So moved by Councilor Cody. All in favor of closing the public hearing? 7 in favor, none opposed. The public hearing is closed. But now, Is there any discussion or questions on the project?
I mean, from the War Paper perspective, we hadn't had anything come up.
Any other questions?
Question for Neil. So, in a couple places it mentioned that the FAR is partly because of the basement. But that basement is the same as the current basement, is that not right?
Correct. The basement is counted as the height of the foundation walls in some areas of 4 feet or greater. And so if you went into that basement, you would have more headroom than you would in a typical basement. So part of the FAR is counted half of the area in that basement since you have more headroom.
That's not increasing in the current design. So really the 14% increase in FAR is really the second story.
There is some increase in the basement, but I think it's probably under 30 square feet to the 14% FAR.
It's really the second story that they're adding. We're changing from the dormer to the second story, the full second story. So is there any concern if the standard is substantially more detrimental to the surrounding structures? Is there any concern about shadowing or, I mean, how close is the second floor to the adjoining properties?
The setbacks are in excess of new lot setbacks, so it is, I believe, 15 feet on each side. So I don't see concerns in that angle. You can see on the site plan. Of course, I don't have any issues, but.
So there's the setback partway, but then there's also the height. How high is this surface go?
It's going to be increasing from 22.4 to 30.4 feet.
8 feet. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, one last one. So, these dormers on either side, as you said, pocket window boxes, whatever, are they flat? They're flush with the.
They extend 1 foot out from the wall. So they extend 1 foot out, they're 12 feet long, and the frame extends 5 feet above the knees of the main roof.
Yeah, both sides.
Anybody else have any questions or comments? The stairs that you're putting in, are they going to be in the exact same location where the stairs are currently?
The front stairs?
Yeah.
We're not changing the front stairs. If we're planning on being them.
So the front stairs stay as they are, you want to stay.
Got it. Okay.
All right. Anybody else? Do I have a motion?
Motion
to approve by Councilor Cody. Do you have a draft board order for us?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I apologize. We just a picture.
You know, I think the role of the committee is that this seems like it's we're pretty comfortable with it. No, it's quite all right. Why don't we, as a custom, let's just walk through the first one. We can all read to ourselves, and we'll just see if there's any comment there, Councilor Crosley.
I think we need to come up with a different justification for the stairs. The stairs exist. There is a landscape feature, something, because all stairs serve as ingress and egress, and there is a rule about the maximum amount of stair and landing you may have before counting in the setback.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what you want to come up with, but you know.
Maybe there, because the stairs are existing and previously were approved by a building permit.
Sure.
Something like that. I mean, that's a justification, and they're not same things.
Mm-hmm.
And building permit was issued in there, but they get to rely on that, it seems to me.
Right.
No, they do not.
Well,
we could make them take the stairs out.
We could, but we're not going to.
That's the reason why we're not. You're an architect, aren't you? They're taking that whole building, right?
Yeah. It happened.
And we're leaving the stairs because they're there. But the building's there, too, and they're taking that down. So is the reason that the stairs aren't coming off because of the grade change in the front?
We're just trying to get some justification for the front.
Right, because, I mean, here we are, right? Builder is happy to take down the whole house. To the basement, I mean, to the foundation, and build a whole new house on it. But we're saying the stairs are there, so we're not going to change them. What's the justification?
They do.
The stairs,
yeah.
I think they were issued in error, and they're a feature that they existed without complaint.
So it's not that you couldn't do them in a less obtrusive way or less. They wouldn't invade them. Could you do them in a way that would not
Yes, they encroach on the setback as much. Yes, so if they were, the stairs are kind of entered from two different, you can go left and you can go right when you enter, or straight when you enter the building. So given how large they are and how we can enter this kind of both ways from the driveway and into the street, that size is going to perpetuate something that's going to be greater than what a regular ingress is required. So you could certainly demolish part of the stairs and bring them to that. They would just serve as a regular stair, not count as a structure.
Can we just maybe ask the contractor, is there a particular reason you decided to preserve the structural plan here?
Because it was recently installed, by Sunday, and it was a feature that I think if there was no one to have done that way, I suppose, wouldn't have been done that way.
Can we put something in the panel about pre-existing or something that...
I think approved previously. Yeah. What we have to put in there because right. That's why we're doing it.
Right.
It's okay for us to say that it was previously approved. It's not okay legally?
It's okay to say it, but... It doesn't really, the fact that they were previously approved in our office, they're not grandfathered.
Mm.
And it's just, they have to be previously approved in an existence for 10 years to be legal.
Well, maybe previously approved and not in any way detrimental to the neighborhood.
The preservation
of it is not detrimental. I'm going to suggest this, rather than try to wordsmith that exact wording now, why don't you, Mr. Cronin, work with Mr. Waters to come up with something that it's legally defensible. In the unlikely event somebody ever challenges this, we want to have it proper. And then we'll just put in our packet, and I'm sure it'll be fine. Can we just go to the second condition then? Second finding? Okay. Any concerns or comments on the second one? Okay. Any other findings, Mr. Cronin?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. So I have approval by, motion by Councilor Cody to approve. Is there any commentary? I see none. All in favor of approval? Seven, Councilor Harney? Seven in favor, none opposed?
All
in favor. You know what I'm saying? Okay, six in favor, none opposed, one abstention. This comes up before the full council on the 3rd of April, and we'll vote on this one. Okay? Best of luck with your project. Thank you very much. All right. Next, we have a 38-17, a special permit to exceed FAR at 1016 Center Street, Claudine Grossman. This is 1016 Center Street, Ward 7. You're Ms. Grossman?
No, I'm not here.
Oh, you're Ms. Comstock. We have a presentation, and I know for colleagues, we received a number of communications on this today, by email, I think, this time you sent the bunch out to us late in the day, but if you're going to present, would you just state your name for the members, please?
Thank you. My name is Karen Principal Architect,
come on in, folks. If you can grab it, hopefully there's some room to grab a seat if you can. And if not, I apologize. All right, go ahead, please.
I just want to thank you for the presentation on behalf of our clients, Kevin and Adam, who are applying for special permits to build and attach 2,000 lives on indoor play space and placement on an existing deck and detached carriage house. The proposed design gets to an FAR of 27, which is an excess of the 22 by light. So we understand the value of FAR standards and fully sympathetic to the concern that a project doesn't result in a structure that's wholly out of character with the environment in which it resides. So to address such concern, with examples of local surroundings in which the Grossman home exists, how it fits in now, and how it will fit in with the existing we have in mind. So the area The area we're talking about is the stretch of homes along Center Street, the two blocks down from Commonwealth Avenue in the south, and Ward Street to the north. As you see in the several next images, the Center Street facing properties are all consistently stately and impressive in their American grandeur. We'll depict you from the corner of Commonwealth starting at 629 Commonwealth. there's an exemption to have a two-car garage that off of the driveway. Now the driveway is reduced to 69 feet off of Alden Street. Is the two-car garage, and behind it is an indoor play space. So we got into the building elevations, and we tried to not only keep the massing by right with our setback, but also address certain architectural features of the existing home and establish some sort of hierarchy with the rest of the house. The place behind it, this is a view from the Alden Street lot line. Side elevation. This is from the abutting property to 1010. And this is what we would see from Fantasy. I showed these sections to reflect how we got to the building height of the place space. Following the standard court requirements.
Can I just interrupt you for a second? I've got a lot of folks here. Are you here? You're not here for this petition, I presume, right? If you'd like to wait outside and be comfortable, someone will come on and get you. Are you here for the daycare center?
Yeah.
We'll give you a yell when we're ready.
Okay.
Go relax. Play with your phone. Do whatever you do when you wait. If you want to watch us at work, you're more than welcome, but it's not required.
Thank you.
I'm sorry to interrupt. You know, if you could, this is really helpful, but if you could just focus us on particular issues, particularly the garage and the issues of getting somewhat more land you're losing and you're building a court, which is somewhat higher than the garage. So maybe you could tell us how much higher it is than the garage and what the particular need is for that increase.
Sure. In terms of it's just that the height of the court is viewed as an entrance space, so that's how it affects our FAR. So the average height is 18 feet in size, so the FAR for that space would be 1.8. And so that's how
that what triggers your special permit to get the back of a more of an atrium attention?
Okay. You need that for the arc of a basketball? Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
the arc of the basketball or
no. not at my house, however. So because this is essentially a two-story structure, it's correct? I mean, it's 18, the wall height is 18 feet, is that correct?
Actually, it's 16
feet to the top of the wall?
Yeah,
Inside?
Inside.
So it's about, it's at least 18 feet outside from grade, or 20 feet, or what? It's a two-story structure. That's why it counts as double the floor area.
Well,
yeah. I got it. Okay. I want to be clear about that. So, fine.
Good. Fine. Go ahead.
So, this is a view across Center Street. So, you can see the existing carriage house in the dark room there.
Mm-hmm.
How I think that the footprint of it is 3 feet and it has a 2 foot overhang, so it's very close to the property line. And we did do model studying what the view would be from Center Street and how it would impact. So we're confident that the stem building structure is about 112 feet from Center Street. So
Is it the same distance from the lot line as it is currently the garage, or is it pulled in towards the building?
No, I know that, but all of them would be to the right there.
Is it
closer? The truck is further away from the lot line. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And you stated it more specifically than I did.
How much? The existing 4 feet, this is much more. The existing 4 feet from the lot line.
This is
pulled
in towards
all the
street.
This is not a detached
structure.
So
right.
This is a, it's attached, so you have to maintain the setbacks that are required for the primary structure.
Which they're doing, but I guess the point is that...
Yeah, it's better than the existing condition.
Except the existing condition is 4 feet from the lot line. And this is closer, it's a higher higher building, but it's further away from
right.
the line.
5 p.m. So you click on that on the right app on the audio. We start off at 8 o'clock in March in the morning.
Not working. Do we need wireless?
What is it? What program is it in?
You know, why don't we do this? Rather get caught up in the technical...
Would have been cool, but, you know. We'll believe it.
we'll, you're making the representation to us. You've done shadow studies, and it's not going to end up with the movement. And I think the people in particular can learn to get that with us. Anything else you want to tell us at this point?
Not... More than has been discussed, we're confident that given this company, the neighbors on the chemistry, we think it could absorb this type of mastering. It's guided very well, in our opinion, to not accept the new size scale.
Good, thank you. So, Ms. Flory, do you want to give us a real brief overview?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The petition is a special permit site plan approval to exceed the FAR from 0.31 to 0.37. When reviewing this request, the council should consider whether the proposed increase in FAR from 0.31 to 0.37 is consistent with the non-variation of the size, scale, and design of the structures in the neighborhood. And this is a quick aerial. It forms a lot of the corner lot on Alder and Center Street. The bottom of the picture is Commonwealth Avenue. This is the proposed site plan. As you see, the garage and forecourt are attached. Is it in a corner lot? The rear yard is determined by the side opposite the front door, which is on Center Street. So the attached garage and forecourt have side setbacks to the top at the where that little garage is, and then to the right that is a rear setback. The neighbor on Alden Street. to the proposed elevation, which is facing the architect's show, and the proposed right elevation. The elevation from the neighbor at 10 Tenth Street, I believe it is. And the seating, sorry, 10th Street elevation. I have two photos here. That is the view down from across 10th Street, kind of seeing the old carriage up there. And foremost, and further down, all of them, this is down. You see the large, six large trees there, and you make up some of the existing carriage up.
Why don't we do this? Is there any member of the public who wishes to be heard on this petition?
Yes, sir. Ken Moreto. My name is Tim Patterson. I am the neighbor, the abutter of 10 Tenth Center Street. I have a couple of concerns. One is, although the new structure shifts moves away from our property line, it's 32 feet. And it's that more than offset by the doubling of the height of the garage on the new structure. And that, I understood the two car garages, attached to the car garages are being added to this property, and that's no problem with that, but this is a surprise. And I am concerned about the shadow. I could ask for a shadow impact assessment, if I'd like to see what was shown before.
Sure.
I am concerned about the height of this. I wonder if any considerations being made to put this roadway higher than the roadway. I understand we can go 4 foot, we've been done that way in the past, but because of this height. And if it were partially below the grade, I think it would possibly also affect FAR as well, to the advantage of the applicant, I suspect it might. But it also will reduce the mayor.
And you're to the left?
Yes.
You're to the left. On Center Street. Okay. Yep.
Have you ever thought of that below grade piece? Has that come up?
But it depends on the cost. We've worked with the historic commission, when we went through the building of the demolition delay. And if we were to bring the height down, then you're creating like a row house effect because you have the garage in front and then the lower structure below. So they very much appreciated the same width of the down on that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that we did this
okay, so we didn't see the shadow being moved through. What was the end game? What was the result of that? Added to the house, or did it?
The first phase, we added the turret
in
the front, on the corner of it.
Mm-hmm.
That was phase one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it got rehabbed in the house?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know that other people were sitting down, go ahead.
Isabel Albeck, I do have two coordinated reasonable. And I was at the historical commission meeting when Florian went and the architect presented it. What you don't see in here, and I'm not an engineer, but what you don't see in here is the amount of detail and the care that the architect, the woman and the architect have brought to the project. I'm not used to people having an indoor gym, but it's not for me yet. But I do like, and people, the people I don't think they did like, the amount of care
and all the details that have been used to do the house is broken.
Is there any other member of the public who wants to speak at this juncture?
We did a letter email from
what one is if you could provide that? This is, I think this is one from James Wolf, who seems to be indicated as a report. I thought we got one other from a Dr. Israel.
Yes.
Alright, if we could just have that. We got that. I think that was contributed. Alright, I'm going to entertain a motion to close the public hearing at this point.
Can I
do that? Of course.
To you, sir. I can appreciate why having it double in height so close to your property is a little unsettling. I can also appreciate why they don't want to put it below grade. Is there anything short of doing that that you feel like would meet at least some of your concerns?
First of all, I should acknowledge that we also appreciate the level of detail that's gone into the formal architecture as well. The entire redesign is certainly no question, this is very high quality. Not complaining about that. But I do think that this is something that could go partially below grade. That was my reaction when I saw it. I didn't think it had to be fully at grade.
So I very much appreciate the quality of the design. I wrote some notes to myself, big but really nice, you know. But it's I'm troubled by the amount of the requests on this particular site. If we're going to use our floor area ratio rule as a way of moderating the amount of mass that we're allowed to build on a site, and you're allowed to have by right on this site 6,560 square feet of building. So I understand that it's a two-story structure that's, you know, it's not just the footprint, but it's a two-story structure. So I think the gentleman's suggestion about putting this partially below grade, it doesn't mean you have to have a full story below grade. You could have 4 or 6 feet below grade, and you know, you don't need in a gym, you want your windows up high, which is what you have. I think there's other ways to solve the roof line. You don't have to have a lower building behind the garage. It doesn't have to be lower than the garage. It can be the same as the garage. The roof line could somehow mimic the pitch of the roof on the main house. There were other additions put on this house prior to the request for a basketball court that already drove up the floor area ratio. So I want to put this in perspective. You know, I struggle a lot, I think a lot of us do, with the floor area ratio as a rule. But it was decided by the Board of Aldermen years back that this is a way we needed to help manage how much building is going on a site. So I'm at least going to abstain today if we're going to vote this today. The shadow studies would be important for me to see, given the request is for a two-story structure, which is potentially, it's an attached accessory building, but it doesn't appear accessory to the primary dwelling. It's a major piece of architecture. So I can understand, even though it's so well done, and the drawings look nice, every elevation looks well as an independent view, but if I think about it in the context of the neighborhood and the notion of putting a two-story basketball court in such a prominent location, I'm having a little trouble with that. We've moderated other proposals much more so based on the amount of mass that has been requested.
But we could, as a matter of right, they could build a two-story, they could build an accessory apartment above this garage and do that as
only if they are within the FAR.
Right.
So that's just not relevant. this is not within the FAR. This is 795 square feet in addition to the 6,560 square feet allowed by right. So,
So that we could still, within our right, build something that's almost three stories if we made it smaller.
If you built it 795 square foot less, right, then you may.
Let me just for a second, if we could. Councilor Schwartz is going to recuse himself in this matter. I didn't realize the Pattersons were going to be here. I'm going to go on the record. I know them. I'm uncomfortable acting on this, but I want to put that out publicly. Councilor Arkansas.
So I think I would abstain as well from this one. We have FAR rules for a reason, and we're fearing that the request might actually be detrimental to the abutters, and so I need to understand what other mitigation would be possible.
I don't disagree with my colleague. Is it possible for me to go back, look at this, and come back with a design possibly with?
We can hold this item.
That's what I was saying, if they come back, if I could take a look at it, you have to change it, but take a look and just kind of.
I could go back to the site. I don't know if you might see the proposed site. By lowering the roof of the tennis court, which is very close to that of the garage. And the concern there is then you're ending up with a very long row house.
It was a staggering they wanted.
You can still do that.
But let me just add to you a little bit. So the garage is how many feet high?
To the roof cord,
The garage is 13 feet high.
So
let me just ask you.
It's much lower than the rest of the house. Yeah. Much lower than the rest of the house. They were trying to get it staggering.
Let me just put out without obligation and hard to do anything, but just ask the question. If you were to go down, say, 5 or 6 feet for this 4 foot, so it's partially underground, one, what does that do to the FAR, if anything? And two, what does it do to the look of trying to combine the variety of interests here?
Unless we don't count the bottom 4 feet, that's because of the basement, anything below 4 feet does not count. I don't see how it would
affect the FAR.
I think I don't have the expertise to say how it can be designed to under that below grade to
Well, why don't we do this? My inclination is to hold this item this evening, okay? Because I think I'm hearing from at least two of my colleagues, and maybe Councilor Torrey as well, that they have questions. It doesn't mean we're not going to approve it. I think we want to see several things. The shadow studies, and no fault of your own. You obviously did a tremendous amount of work here. I think we want to understand from you, Mr. Cohen, or others in the planning department, if they were to lower it, what, if any, effect would there be an FAR and how much? And you know, if you lower 2 feet, if you lower 4 feet, if you lower 6 feet, what does that do to the FAR calculation? I presume no matter what they did here, they would need some relief. But I don't know.
I think so, but it's also, I don't think it's just below grade. I think it's the atrium, the open ceiling above that, kind of most of the way towards the FAR, so you might have to go down further than
They're not worried about the upper
house,
though.
Sorry?
A few things. First of all, I drive by this property every single day. I live in South Newton. I work in Newtonville. I go right down Center Street, take a left on Cabot. I've been watching this property. And my two thoughts were how amazing the, and it doesn't matter, but how amazing the construction was going on in the preservation. I'm in real estate. I'm looking at this thing. They're doing a great job. I also looked in the back and said, what the heck is that strange little box of a house in the back, which is now coming down? Those are positives. The other positives are that you're on a corner, on a busy street, on another street. You're not affecting people. The person behind you, their garage is up against you. You're not affecting them. We have these neighbors here. We want to find a way to make this work for them as well. So in the time off to do this, I don't know whether there is a row of trees, there's something that you can do to buffer, some way to deal with it. But besides that, and yes, it's big and it exceeds the FAR, but because of the placement on a corner, at the back, there are so many things going for this that we wouldn't allow it otherwise, that it's worth you working with the neighbor and trying to find some solution.
We had removed some trees and also in an effort to sort of, you know, create a buffer. They were very cooperative and very helpful. We just put 10 in preparation for the sale of their home. They wanted to put 10 arbor vitae trees there that should grow about 2 feet every year. Currently, they are close to 8 feet. They're a little bit of slightly at the top, but we actually have our landscaping will be coming in to replace some of the trees a little bit more anemic looking. And that is actually the exact spot that will be buffering between their property and the green space. So currently, the barn that's there is not buffered. Well, maybe one tree or two trees can be buffering this.
Because the now the barn can't come closer to the house, and these trees will be continuing to grow. So already before we planned, as an effort to be here early, we did plant those 10 trees so that it could continue to grow. And I have to say, since we see so often in this committee situations where the neighbors do not talk to each other, it is, and you can have disagreements, but it's clearly civil and pleasant. I got to tell you, that's a welcome change for the members of this committee. So that's great.
Just one more thing. I mean, it also, the situation of can we reduce this in height, can we bring it underground, would it even do anything to the FAR? That's something that we wanted definitive to come back to us from historic and from planning together, saying it's just not worth it. Here it is. And then we have to make a decision.
Yeah. I think Councilor Buck, that's exactly right. I'm familiar with the area as well. I know it very well. It's my ward. You know, I don't think anybody's quarreling with the quality of the work you're doing or the efforts you're making. It's admirable, frankly, that you're talking to all your neighbors and you have discussions with them. I think what we're all looking for is some sense of what the alternatives are, if they're feasible or not, understanding better the FAR, understanding the historical commission's concerns, trying to weigh the trade-offs, and then we as a committee will take it up again, and we'll make a decision, you know. And if there's something that can work out that's mutually acceptable to everybody, great, but if not, you know, that's what we're here for. We make the decisions, and that's how it works. So,
just one last thing, which is that we worked with an historic commission a few times. So it wasn't we went in and they said, okay, we love it.
Did you talk to them about putting it down further down? Why don't we at least, I'm going to ask our planner to talk to the historical commission folks and just to get some input here. If you can talk to them kind of about how we might get the shadow study stuff done too, we get our technical systems out of the way.
And one more thing, this is a very important thing to look at, because in the context, if you just think about this two-story sport court and how big it is, but when you look at it in the context of
the massing of the main building, you know, besides where it's 700, visually it seems to fit in. That's all I'm saying.
I want to be very sensitive to folks' time constraints. Is there some emphasis that you have to get going on immediately?
We have contractors who are there. I mean, we're pretty much done.
When can we put this back on? Would you be able to get this done with you today?
Yes, we'll do that statement then. Is that doable for you?
I'm going to ask you to talk about that offline. This is how the
problem. I just want to make sure that the petitioner thinking of rushing this in a week, that you're really going to have time to look at potential alternatives, even in a very rough way, and so that the next meeting is successful. Because I'll be more straightforward. I think that you're proposing a massive wall there. There's about a 1 foot difference in front back, which you would still have if you drop the height of the forecourt. That elevation you were just showing. I look at it in plan and I see that you've got about a 1 foot difference that you're talking about wanting to modulate the surface. You have about a 1 foot difference. It's a very massive wall. If you brought down the height of the gym, whether or not it impacts FAR, because you're right, you have to count basement level and it's still going to be two stories. Or you count 50% of basement level and so that it would be, so maybe it would. But oh, look at that.
So why don't you take a minute and just guide us through it, and then come to Claude, they'll let you.
Okay.
Well, so this is, very beginning when I started March, you'll see a quicker stop starting at 8 in the morning, in the afternoon, and then you go to 5 o'clock. Does everyone...
I totally saddled the next door's problem.
It does?
Which one?
To the right.
To the right?
Would you just remind us where, please? So we're in the corner of the house.
So the shadows it's casting doesn't hit anything.
Look at the afternoon.
Is above.
That's the garage over there, the house to the left, to the right.
It's the yard. They're shadowing the whole yard.
Houses are next door to houses.
Yeah, I know.
Every house will shadow a house.
Let's not engage. We're going to hold this. I don't want to have a long
debate. Those people wrote a letter to support the right to.
Why don't we do this? I think Councilor Crosley's point, though, is very well taken. We want to make sure that you have adequate time to not just do a cursory analysis and come back here and have us ask a lot more questions. So, if you think we need a, you know, 2 weeks, we can do April 13th. You know what? If we do April 13th, it's not going to be any slower for you because it would not get acted on by the full council until April
18th.
I think what we're asking is if you were to lower, what would be the effect of lowering this floor plan? And from an architectural perspective, okay. And we obviously need to hear from planning both what the historical commission might think of that, and historic planners, and also what the effects of FAR are, because that goes to the relief that we're looking for. I think, am I correct, colleagues, is that what we're looking for?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody is really quarreling with design per se. I think everyone's really designing very principle and focus. It's really a hiding balance.
Well, it's
better
than a grow there, and
coming
in today,
not
that's
certainly something for us to be considering.
Okay.
I think what we're simply trying to
if I may, so it's not about hiding the structure. It's about with trees. If you need to hide a structure with trees, then there's something wrong with the structure. So I think the
detail. No.
Let me finish, please.
We're thinking.
look, I know some people don't like buildings, or they think they don't like buildings, but the detailing on the building is well done, which it is. It's a beautiful building. The issue is the amount of mass on the site and its impact as mass in the vicinity. So it does pass along shadow across the neighbor's yard, regardless of who the neighbor is today.
Sometimes we focus, just to a good solution, need to focus on is it the height, the shadow, is it the
Well, the shadow's less, the shadow's going to be less if the height's lower, presumably.
Of course.
The shadow on 1010.
I think the shadow is totally fine.
The shadow on 1010 from the main house is not from this drive.
There's two shadow issues. There's a shadow on the house, which is only from the current structure, and there's a shadow with your cast on the yard.
I don't want to, if this was in a different area and you had the FAR, you wouldn't be here.
You could do it like that, but it's a design that they could copy FAR down, but whatever number of feet they need. I think what we're hearing is, try to explore the alternative, is it feasible to lower it? Yes, absolutely. Understand that from the plan, and have some discussion with the neighbors if that's helpful, and then come back to them.
Can I be honest, we've actually looked at putting it down lower. We actually would have needed also more FAR for stairs, because I think stairs will count as part of every FAR. And so, and to get us from the garage, to make it actually also functional from the inside, this was the simplest design.
And that when we started lowering it, because we did, initially when it all got to the design, this is the cost of the building. We would have had to ask for more FAR because of the stair path and everything that, but the gym has gone through multiple. I think your architect can speak to that. Okay. Well, I don't know, it may not affect the FAR, but it certainly will affect the general mass of the building. Okay. And if the building is dropped, if you drop the building 6 feet, it's 6 feet of less of mass from the street, even though it doesn't necessarily affect FAR.
For what it's worth, the trees actually do make a difference to my opinion on this.
I'm not completely, they make a difference to me too. I think all we're trying to do is find out what the alternative is. That's all we're trying to do. And then we're going to make a decision, and we'll vote. So, we'll put it on with the
Thursday the 13th.
You're going to be at the wrong state of my time.
I will not be here. I will be on a college tour with my daughter. I will not be here.
It's going to come out of this committee, one way or the other. It'll go to the full council, and
Look, let's put it on for the 13th, not the first two nights of Passover.
Oh, wait a minute. No, the meeting is not available on the 13th. Why don't we do this? Tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow, you're going to talk to Mr. Coleman. Neil, that's it. You're going to talk to the petitioner tomorrow. If we can do it next week, and you can do your work, and you can do your work, we'll do it then, okay? You'll let the Pattersons know one way or the other, okay? If we can't, you can't do the 13th of April, that's the Thursday you're away. Right. The next time we would do it then would be, we're not meeting the last day of the year. It would be April 2nd, so.
The members of the historic group have to be present?
No.
It would not have.
Not going back there. Okay. I think you're not going to get a final vote tonight, so you don't want this voted out at the meeting. Okay? Let's go back and do our work. We're going to try to accommodate you absolutely as much as we can. Get with them. I want to accommodate you. Thank you all very much. Thank you.
Very much.
All right, next vote. You're leaving us. We're going to adjourn for 2 minutes and go to the chamber. We're going to go next door. We're going to proceed in there.